are you?
Good, how are you?
I have a little, my back's a little out.
Can you state your name for the transcriptions?
Akiva Goldsman.
Okay. Is that right? So, here we are.
Indeed.
We're finally seeing Titans into the world, you know. How's it feel?
Good. Good. I mean, a little out of body always, right? But fine. I mean, I liked it. Well, I think we were most interested in psychological realism, so, you know, which you can always do a little bit more of in filmed entertainment than you can in comics or graphic novels because you don't have actual actors delivering the object in a book. So you can use performance, and therefore you can write to that in a way that you can't write to in a comic book. So I think that was something we wanted to do, and we wanted to sort of tell a father-son story. I think it's interesting to have a Batman story where Batman is omnipresent and absent. You know, he's the fucked up father that so many of us, certainly I had, who's always looming over everything and kind of, you know, determining action without actually being in the scene. That was interesting to us, and it's also, I think, fun to be able to play with people's assumptions about Batman without using Batman. And I think finally there was something appealing always to me about the idea that really this boy had been weaponized. You know, this is a 10-year-old kid who's taken off the streets and taught how to fight before he's taught how to live. And I think we all wanted to see what that did to the psyche of a character in a more realistic setting.
And what's it like doing the first live-action version of Jason Todd?
With this way, you've got to see that this kid who plays him is amazing. And it's really fun. What was really startlingly fun are the scenes between Jason and Bruce. I mean, not Jason and Dick. Because what happens is Dick is fundamentally a straight man to Jason's, you know, off-the-wall behavior. And I could watch that show forever. It's like The Odd Couple with superheroes who aren't superheroes.
You've produced a lot of shows in your time. What is it about Titans that kind of drew you to the project?
Well, I just have been a fan of the comic for a really long time. This one I've been carrying around in one iteration or another for almost 8 years. First as a feature, and then as a TV show that just no one would ever make.
They kept TNT almost, series?
Yeah, TNT was the same, you know, that was another iteration of the show. It had Batgirl in it at that point. You know, and it kept getting right up to the edge of going, and then somebody somewhere would say no. But we stuck with it, and then when Warner started, we were actually about to make it on Hulu, and then Warner started doing the over-the-top service, and we all sort of said, let's do this as the premiere show. And that was cool.
Is there a favorite Titan of yours that you'd like to see in the show?
Well, I mean, I, God knows, would really like to have Cyborg back. I mean, I don't know. That's, like, above my pay grade. You know, I'm really happy with who we have right now, short of that. And there's a little more coming that we haven't quite, you know, I'm hinting at but not saying. So by the end, by the very, very, very end of the season, short of Cyborg, I'll have everybody that I want.
Did you find any challenges in dealing with, you know, not just the first live-action version of these characters, but the characters have been around so long? What are some challenges in trying to figure out what versions of what characters to pull in after all these years?
Well, what we did is we kind of this is fundamentally the Perez Wolfman arc to begin with, right? And their versions of the characters. But what we did is we looked through the mythology to find that which iterations had the most psychological realism? Because again, that was sort of our outcome goal, which is how do we make the people real? And you know, then you're just dealing with the truth of what is entertainment today, which is almost all IP based, almost all, you know, it's no original content anymore. So fundamentally, the greatest gift is the greatest curse, which is people have expectations, right? Which means they know your thing, which is great, and they know your thing, which is terrible.
Was it always that separate? Sorry, one of the things that separate the Titans from, say, the Justice League has been like well established. It's Justice League are teammates first. The Titans are family. Like, it's always, you know, friends and family first, and then teammates. And that's always been like an important thing. You know, I've seen some pictures and, you know, some clips of them together make you look closer. So I'm kind of assuming we're going to actually see that family.
So our first season is the origin of the Titans, right? In our view. I mean, even though they're in our show, we postulate a smaller iteration earlier. But what we did is we wanted the first season to be the forming of that family. You know, there really aren't. They're just thrown together right now, and they're going to continue to bump up against each other, and certainly not all, you know, they're not all in every episode. This is not like, and now we pick one up each week, you know, we pick a Titan up every week, and, you know, people come in and out, you know, and by the very end, it's just the beginning, right? We just took what would typically be an origin episode and stretched it out to 12 hours.
Sorry, just one more question.
Was it always the plan to make this into a mature audience series?
It was always very grown up. It actually was not, I mean, ironically, it was not always quite as graphic violently, but what happened was the more we explored Dick's character, the more we realized that what he was wrestling with was extreme violence, that was this thing he had taken from Batman. And it had taken on a life of its own inside of him. So that's really his arc. The reason for that is, that, like, his struggle is that. Like, he is struggling with it's so interesting, you know, because I'm mostly out of features, right? And people, when you talk to people about a feature, they've seen the whole thing. Do you know what I mean? And television used to be so literally episodic that if you saw one episode, you kind of had seen the whole thing, right? If it was a good episode. Now, what you're seeing is the beginning of it. It's as if you watch the first act of a movie I wrote. Do you know what I mean? And so what happens is first acts are almost always dark. Like, at the beginning is when the shit hits the, right? You know, like, something bad happens, and then you work your way out of it. So it's such an interesting concept. We had a similar thing. I worked on the first season of Discovery, of the Star Trek show, and we had a similar thing, which is people like, it's so dark. And then at the end, they're like, oh, it's not dark. Do you know what I mean? Like, because you actually have to start from somewhere to heal. You actually have to have division so you can cohere. It's a different way of watching now. So we're not used to understanding that what's coming isn't necessarily what we've seen so far.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.